The ICAM Manning Wolves closed out the 2021 season on a roll, winning their last two games to finish 5-3 and qualify for the playoffs, and played well. Joining us right now is here as we preview the upcoming season as head coach Corey McCarville. And coach, I appreciate you joining us. You've been on the staff a long time, second year as a head coach for you. How do you feel like getting that first year kind of under your belt as the full-time head coach is kind of getting you ready for what you're going to see this season?
Like you said, I've been at IKM Manning for a long time, and I got to work with, you know, Coach Foreman and Coach Casey, and, you know, those guys, you know, really set a great example a long time ago, and in a lot of ways it's a continuation of what they did and the precedences they set. So, you know, really being the head man versus being, you know, just an assistant, it really wasn't that big of a difference. I've worked with Coach Casey for a long time, so, you know, the transition was, I think, about as seamless as it could be.
Corey, how have you felt like this first week of practice or so has gone for you guys? And do you feel like the guys are progressing the way you need them to?
Well, when you graduate as many seniors as we graduated last year, there's going to be ups and downs. And that's really what we've experienced so far. There's been moments where we look okay and moments it looks like we have a long ways to go. And we've kind of tried to simplify things as much as we can and kind of pull things back. Can't get the cart before the horse right now. You know, we're going to have to develop some offensive linemen in this beginning part, and we're going to have to develop some continuity with all these new offensive linemen. So we're in the kind of a building stage right now.
Strength this year probably going to be your skill position guys. Along with those skill guys, what areas do you feel like early in this season this team could be performing well?
You know, we do have some good specialty groups right now. I think our return game, you know, I'm really comfortable with a lot of the return people that we have. You know, Cooper Ohlmeyer is a senior, and he's always done a good job in the return game, so he could be very beneficial in the return game. I think that Eli Dreyer, another senior, he could be really explosive in the return game. You know, we have some new up-and-coming guys that could be good in the return game, and, you know, Justin Sigebart and Davis Rasmussen. And those are guys that have a lot of potential to help us out early on. I think Lane Sams, he did a really nice job punting the ball last year. So those are some specialty areas. We still are looking for a kicker. We're still looking for some growth in some other specialties areas. But, you know, I do like some of our skill guys, and I do like some of our return guys.
Along with developing those guys up front, as you mentioned here a moment ago, other areas of concerns early in the year?
We're going to have a new starting quarterback this year. Nolan did a really nice job, and he graduated, and we wish him luck. And we're going to have a new starting quarterback, and it's either going to be, you know, Ross Kuzel. Right now, he's kind of taking a lot of the reps. You know, Ben Ramsey will be our backup quarterback to start the season. But every time you have a new starting quarterback, that's always obviously a concern. You know, we're going to have a lot of new starting offensive linemen, so obviously that's always the biggest big concern. You know, the biggest thing we might have to do is we might have to change, you know, some of the ways that we do some things. You know, we might have to simplify some plays and things like that, and not be as complex as we potentially could be.
Coach, who are the guys that your quarterbacks will maybe be handing the ball off to or throwing to? Who's battling for those spots?
Obviously, Cooper Ohlmeyer is our top returning offensive player. He's done a nice job. Trey Yaza, you know, he's going to get some reps at fullback. Ben Langle's another kid. We've always asked kids to kind of know two positions. He's going to be kind of a backup tight end and a backup fullback. A new tight end in Lane Sams. He's done a nice job so far. He still has a ways to go and learning some of the nuances, but he's getting there. Eli Dreyer is a returning receiver. He's done a really nice job for the last couple of years. Reed Henners, you know, he's another kid that has grown as a receiver. I liked what he's done. You know, Hunter Smith at the wingback position, he's done a nice job for us, you know, whether it's running some RPOs for him and running some sweeps and things like that. He's done a good job. Justin Sigebart is kind of a backup at a variety of spots as well. I like some of the speed and enthusiasm he has. Davis Rasmussen, you know, is the younger brother of Amos. You know, he's not very big, but he's really explosive and fast. So we're going to have to find ways to get him involved. So, you know, we have a nice collection of skill guys. We're just going to have to find a way to get him the ball in space.
Coach, you mentioned early you got a lot of guys battling kind of for those five spots up front. Who are all the guys right now trying to fight to get that to maybe starting job up front on the offensive line?
Our philosophy has always been, yeah, we're going to have five starting offensive linemen, but really we want to have a collection of about maybe eight guys or so that we feel can be in a varsity football game. You know, Tyler Heaton, we're going to start him at left tackle. He's done a really nice job. He's gotten bigger and stronger. Cooper Perdue, he was a tight end for us for the last couple of years. We moved him to a guard spot. He's done a nice job. Josh Walker, that was a JV player for us the last couple of years. He's going to have an opportunity to play maybe a center or maybe even a guard spot a little bit. Nolan Kirkhoff, he's our lone returning offensive lineman. We'll continue to play him at the right guard spot. You know, he's done a really nice job and needs to kind of be a leader of the group. We got two guys that are kind of fighting out for the right tackle position right now. Austin Wiederen is a senior. He's been a JV player for the last 3 years. We'll see if he can handle it. Aiden Stangle is another kid that, you know, he's battled injuries a little bit lately, and he's kind of been held up a little bit there at the right tackle. And then a freshman and Jace Starman, he's another kid that could potentially get some reps on the offensive line. But, you know, we have a collection of other guys, too, that are kind of knocking on that door of, you know, we're going to have to give them a look. And Logan Vanami is a sophomore kid that, you know, we might have to give him a look. You know, and there's a collection of other guys as well, but we've got some work to do on that offensive line.
I get the sense, Coach, a lot of those guys and your opponent has the ball, they're going to have to flip over and play some D-line for you as well.
Well, and that's kind of the weird part is as many young offensive linemen as we have, we're actually going to try to kind of split it up a little bit. We have some other guys playing on defense. You know, Jared Sigebart is a kid that came out as he's a senior. He hasn't played for a few years. We're going to just try to let him. He's a bigger kid. We're going to try to have him just focus in on D-tackle. Doug Villanueva is another kid that we're just going to try to put him at D-tackle. He's another bigger kid. He had a nice track season for us. That way, you know, instead of trying to learn two spots, they can just focus in on one. We've had success doing that in the past, so we're going to try that. We got a couple new defensive ends that we're going to try, and Cooper Earlmeyer and Ben Langle. You know, they're pretty athletic kids. Use their speed, quickness, strength to kind of be, you know, really good defensive ends. You know, at the linebacker positions, we got a collection of different guys that we can put there. Cooper Purdue did a really nice job at middle linebacker for us last year. Nolan Kirkhoff, he'll be another kid that he'll kind of be a nose and a middle linebacker at times. An outside linebacker, we have a couple different options. We can go with Lane Sams can play outside linebacker at times. He's done a good job for us out there. Hunter Smith will be a defensive back for us. He's been a starter for the last couple of years. Justin Sigebart is another defensive back. He started for a few years. Eli Dreyer started a safety spot. You know, he's done a good job. And then I think we have some young guys are going to be right there too. Davis Rasmussen is another. He could be a linebacker. He could be a safety. He could be a corner. Trey Yazzo will be a linebacker. He might be an inside, might be an outside linebacker. And even Ben Ramsey is another freshman kid for us that he might get some reps at outside linebacker. So we have options, but we just got to figure out who's ready to play.
You guys open up on the 27th with AHST of Okawalnut, then got Westwood. You close out again with the two home games after closing out the month of September with the two road games. Do you like how the schedule breaks down for you guys? It looks like a pretty strong schedule up and down the line, district and non-district.
I feel, and I've had conversations with other coaches, that you know we feel our district is one of the better Class A districts in the state. We feel like there's a number of really good quality teams in our district. You know, Woodbury Central made it to the Dome last year, and they return a lot of players. They're going to be very, very good. And we feel, obviously, Logan is always good. Coach Stray is one of the better football coaches in the state. They're always ready to play. Tri-Center beat Woodbury Central last year. They have a ton of returning players that are very, very talented. You know, Westwood, but the offense that they run, they have one of the better Class A football players in the state. And Jackson DeWald, he's a really good football player. We know Lawton Bronson has a lot of athletes all over the field. And Missouri Valley, you know, they improved as the season went along last year. So everybody in the district, I feel, is good. You know, in our two non-district games, we know Avoca's in our conference, and, you know, they're one of the more athletic teams that you'll see. You know, they won our conference in basketball last year, so that we know that they have athletes. You know, they have a 6'4 quarterback that can really throw it all over the place, big, strong kid. And then we play Ogden to, you know, finish out the regular season, and they were a playoff team as well last year. So even our two non-district games, those were both playoff teams last year, so it's going to be tough.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, looking forward to the season. As always, appreciate all the time you give us here at Carroll Broadcasting and looking forward to working with you all year. Best of luck, and we'll catch up with you again here soon.
Thanks.
You bet. Head Coach Corey McCarville again with the IKM Manning Wolves. That'll wrap up our high school football preview show. Thanks for joining us here today.